today in our world, I kind of picture things as the opposite of the days of the Reformers, where back then people were terrified of God and terrified of his judgment and terrified of his wrath, where today it's almost as though God loves you, God forgives you. It's almost as though he doesn't require payment for your sins. He just kind of forgets about them. Well, God loves you anyway. Well, no, God requires a payment for your sins, and he looks on you in favor and love because his anger has been appeased, the wrath has been poured out on his Son, on this Christ, on God and man in one person, in the Christ. He is righteous. He is just. He has exercised the punishment for sin. And I think that's really important to recapture today in the church, where we need a Christ who reconciles the Father to us, because, yes, he is loving, he is kind, he is gracious, but he is also just and a jealous God, visiting the punishment of sins onto generations of those who hate him. He is a God who requires a payment in blood, and his Son is that payment.